It's lunchtime at Hillcrest Elementary. This noisy cafeteria is just one of the stops during a school tour for two retired Army generals. They've come to Hillcrest to inspect the school's upgraded kitchen facilities and to eat with a class of fourth graders. But this is no place to interview them. So while the generals eat lunch, I escape to the peace and quiet of the nearby library to speak with Lindsay Morgan. She's a dietitian and the school district's food service supervisor. Morgan says the cafeteria food has improved greatly since she was a kid.
It's more homemade. We have more variety of fruits and vegetables and just overall different choices than when I was definitely growing up. Today we have lasagna on the menu. That's whole grain noodles. Everything is homemade.
Seems to be a big emphasis in this town overall on acquiring locally sourced food.
Oh, absolutely. This year we're working with 6 different farmers. So I think this week we got actually deliveries from 4 different farms.
If you gave the Lawrence Public Schools a letter grade on nutrition, what would you give it?
I would say we're always going to be looking for ways to improve.
How about this school, nutrition, letter grade?
I would say they would be the A.
A letter grade of an A for school food? Hillcrest Principal Tammy Becker agrees.
I've been in this district long enough to know that I have seen a vast improvement by our improved kitchens. Our food always used to be brought in, prepared in another location, and then brought in. Now with it being prepared here, it's huge, and our parents are noticing it.
There are some special challenges perhaps at this school. There's a high population of students for whom English is a second language. Does that present special challenges when it comes to the kind of diet these kids are used to eating or want to eat?
That would be, for me, one of the areas that we've improved the most. I mean, we have children who do not eat pork. We have children who do not eat meat. There's always an option for them.
After finishing a lunch of lasagna and touring the school's produce garden, retired Army Generals Ed Gerhart of Topeka and Daryl McCall of Kansas City spoke to reporters. General McCall says they came to Hillcrest to highlight the importance of healthy meals for school children.
1 in 3 cannot join the military due to obesity, undereducated, or some sort of crime or drug charges. There's research that shows that having a healthy nutrition keeps kids in schools, keeps them out of trouble, and gets them graduated. We're certainly not here recruiting for the military, but if a person is eligible to join the military, then they're also eligible to do a whole lot of other things too.
General Gerhart, who is also a retired school principal, says it's clear to him that investments made at Hillcrest are benefiting students.
Well, I think we're all very impressed with the facilities here. The Lawrence School District and Hillcrest School have made great use of the federal dollars that were put into their new kitchen, their new serving line, their steamer, and their special ovens and things in order for the school district to provide more nutritional food.
Generals Gerhart and McCall are part of a nationwide program called Mission Readiness. Spokesman Ben Goodman says Mission Readiness is a group of more than 650 retired generals and admirals who are speaking out at schools across the country about the importance of physical fitness, staying in school, staying away from drugs, and eating healthy. But Goodman says the main mission of Mission Readiness is to combat childhood obesity.
It's a problem. Obesity is now the leading medical disqualifier for military service. So it's critical that if we want kids to succeed, whether they go into the military or do anything else, that they start early and we get them on the right track. The public school system here has just done a tremendous job serving fresh, healthy meals that students want to eat here on site.
Hillcrest Elementary is serving more fresh and locally sourced foods than ever before, making it one of the healthiest and tastiest places to eat in the Lawrence School District. Or at least, that's the general's consensus. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.